20-week strike and lockout of grocery workers in Southern California ended last night. 86% of the members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union ratified the new contract, though not necessarily because they liked it, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
After 4.5 months on the picket line, nearly 60,000 grocery workers formed lines outside of union halls, churches, and convention centers this weekend to cast the votes that could send them back to work.
Line up according to the proper table, according to your last name, have a picture ID present.
One of the 10,000 or so who cast their vote at the San Diego Convention Center was Jay Reineter, a service manager at Ralph's Market for 22 years. He was less than happy about the deal that the supermarket companies had ultimately offered.
The amount of time and effort and sacrifice that my family and myself put into the company, it's basically for naught if the companies will not honor the employees and take care of them.
The three supermarket companies, Kroger, which owns Ralph's, Safeway, which owns Vons and Pavilions Markets, and Albertsons, got one of the main things they wanted, a two-tier wage structure. New hires will be paid less than current workers and receive fewer benefits. The companies insisted this was necessary to compete with discounters such as Walmart. Mark Husam, a stock analyst for Morningstar, says that eventually this will bring the supermarkets close to parity with the wages and benefits paid by Walmart.
You will have a turnover so that most of the older workers will eventually pass through the system. So you will eventually get all new people, essentially being paid less over time.
But Ellen Ann Redder, spokeswoman for the United Food and Commercial Workers in Southern California, says that's not going to happen as far as the union's concerned.
This agreement is a three-year agreement, and we have every intention of fighting for these new employees when we renegotiate this agreement.
The union's already won significant victories in this contract, according to Ann Redder, especially in regard to health insurance. Grocery workers have been paying nothing. But according to Ann Redder, the company's original offer would have had them pay a large part of their insurance premiums.
It would have required up to a $95 a week premium copay for the employees for about half the benefits. That would have been 25% of their take-home pay for 50% of the benefits. We defeated that.
Instead, current workers will continue to pay nothing toward their health insurance premiums for at least the next 2 years. They'll also maintain their pension benefits and receive a small bonus. No one from the supermarkets returned calls seeking comment. Reportedly, they lost as much as $2 billion in sales and hundreds of millions in profits. But it may have been worth it to them, says Morningstar's Mark Husam. For example, just competing directly with Walmart in Texas, he says, cost Safeway last year more than twice what it lost because of the Southern California strike.
Essentially, what the strike really points to is that the companies and even the unions, by their settlement, have agreed that in the future, wages will be a lot less and the health care benefits are going to be less. And I think that will be the standard for which future contracts will be settled around the country.
The labor contract for Northern California supermarkets expires in September. In Southern California, nearly 60,000 grocery workers will be returning to their old jobs over the next few days. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.